Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest-serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. Here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Special thanks to Ben and Deanna Malcor, Bay Area Realty, being here. Love the things they were talking about getting your home ready for fall and the open house they're having out in the Red Smith District this week. But also when they were talking about doors and the colors of doors, how important that is.
Then that's like a thing now.
That's a
and,
thing
you know,
now.
Things go, you know, real estate. I think he went through what, 5, 6, 7 things. But he did talk about, you know, check your windows now. You know, make sure that
with the drafts and
that
everything
that they're gonna keep the heat in, because it's gonna be cold pretty soon. But yeah, she said that doors are very, very popular right now.
And the color is very popular.
Right. And she said, you know, I'm surprised, but a popular color for doors is black.
Black is the hottest color going right now.
Right.
Yeah.
Which is cool.
Which brings us up to a great point. How about Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin? How do you say welcome to your guests? Say it with a new entry door from Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, which we're getting, and it's going to be black, just so you know.
There you go.
Say it with color. The possibilities are endless thanks to Pella's custom doors. Say it with class. Pella's premium doors stand out due to their distinguished craftsmanship. Say it with a great deal. Get 0% interest up to 60 months with no money down and equal payments. Offer ends at the end of the month. Certain restrictions apply. Visit PellaWI.com. You know, we got a gentleman here today who I got a feeling has to take us down, well, not you so much, me down to a different level. Like, normally you'd be talking with people up here about these. And I say, I got this fish that I've had sitting out for like 3 months. Is that still good? Pat Haney.
And Pat, thanks for being
introduce
here.
Introduce yourself.
People, we just, before I do, but you know, the FDA, which is, of course, the Food and Drug Administration, you hear all these recalls or illnesses occur because people eat or drink beverages contaminated, you know, with the pathogens and chemicals, and that can happen in restaurants. It can happen at home. It can happen, you know, and you're the guy that goes out and inspects. And introduce yourself and your business a little bit more.
Well, for those that aren't familiar with me, my name is Pat Haney, and I'm a food safety consultant. I have my own food safety consultant here in Green Bay. And I also partner with the Wisconsin Restaurant Association, in which I facilitate every other month for them.
Were my questions dumb beforehand?
No, actually.
Yeah, like John's question was, I had this shrimp that sat out for 2 weeks at room temperature, and it's got a green growing around it. Is that okay to eat?
Can I just heat that up higher?
And then he had some fridge. He just was, Todd at break, he was talking about, I got something, and I said, well, how long have you had it in there? He goes, a year.
Frozen haddock.
I think I would throw that out. All right. Would not keep something. Anyway, but you do this. You're schooled, you're certified.
Yes.
It's your life.
Yes. And actually, it's the perfect marriage because I'm also a chef.
I know. But now, a couple of things here. When you hear the term foodborne illness, that's the disease transmitted to people through food, and it's considered an outbreak with two or more people have the same symptoms after eating the same food. And then they go pretty serious about it, don't they? State and local authorities, it's confirmed by laboratory analysis, because something small could grow pretty big in a short time, can't it?
Yes, and if the conditions are right, just as we were talking before with the acronym FAT-TOM, and what that stands for is food, acidity, time, temperature, oxygen, and moisture. And when those are together and they're right, they produce even faster microorganisms depending on their environment.
Let me tell you something that bugs me in a hotel. I mean, in a restaurant. Okay? Two things I don't like. I don't like when the waiter or waitress has their fingers on top of my glass when they hand it to me. Okay? Do you know what I'm saying?
You know what? That's one of a staple that you're taught in food safety training.
Okay.
And when you see that, you are supposed to call it out.
Oh, okay.
Because that's how you spread microorganisms.
Thank you.
And that person may have cleared a table.
Anything.
Exchange change.
Right.
You know, so, you know, and that's not offensive. You know, we have to be on the defensive when it comes to foodborne illness.
Right. But, I mean, you hate to be that jerk old guy. I'd rather you not hold my, could I have a different glass? Because I don't like how you're holding it by the top of the thing.
Well, you drink out of a straw, so it's
Drank out of a straw in my life. But another thing that I don't like.
No, you're right about that. I would say something.
Another thing I don't like is when my silverware is just kind of laying on the table instead of on top of a napkin or something. What do you think about that?
That also makes me cringe.
Okay.
Because you don't know who handled it.
Absolutely.
And, a common practice would be if there's going to be a place setting.
Yeah.
You can leave it there. But if someone's going to dine, you should replace it.
Okay.
Even with plastic, John? I'm just kidding. I'll quit picking on you.
No. Listen to me.
Oh, boy. Here goes.
No. Listen to me. Because I have plastic bowl, or not plastic, like paper bowls.
That's good.
And I do use at times, because I hate washing dishes. I hate that more than anything. Plastic things. I think there'd be a lot less illness if everybody, once they ate out of that bowl, they threw it away. And right after they used that thing, they threw it away. So wouldn't you agree?
So good for the environment.
I just totally agree.
Put the plastic in the landfill.
You know what? You can burn them. They burn fine
I think
in a
that's
fire
not good.
Pit.
No, that's not good for.
Oh, it's fine.
No,
but
it
the
isn't.
Fumes and the emissions.
Reasonable. China.
I know, but
it's a horse apiece.
The tire I'm burning in there takes that away. So anyway, purchasing food from unsafe sources. Now, you've got a picture here of something that somebody would have canned, right? Home canning. Yeah. What are the dangers? I remember when my mom and dad used to make peppers or antipasto. Yeah. And they had, cut up all the vegetables and have in the boiler thing. And they would wait for the things to ping. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
And they would know when they were done. But there's some dangers in home cooking or canning like that, isn't there?
You know, you run a risk in any operation depending on, the process. If you do the process right, because you're bringing it up to a temperature to kill any of those microorganisms.
Okay.
And then that pop that you hear, you're locking it in. So when you open it, you're giving it a new lease on life, so to speak, for lack of a better word.
Gotcha. Okay, so that's good to go.
Yeah. Now, let me piggyback off of what you said about purchasing food from unsafe sources.
Yes.
So in the context of what this means, it's like, for instance, if you were a restaurant, you want to make sure that you're purchasing your food from reputable suppliers.
Sure.
Because if you're getting it from Sam on a corner with a steak discount.
Right.
You run a risk and ultimately it'll affect your bottom line and not the person you bought it for. So it's just good practice to, shop with a known vendor.
All right, and when you go into this restaurant, or I guess restaurants would be your main customer, right? Or
the beauty about that is every organization that serves food, it could be a skilled nursing facility, daycare, school, anyone, that serves food to the general public.
Could use your service because you go in there and tell them. What is the number one
I got this one here, Jim. It should be mandatory that all restaurants use fine linens. That would help prevent many issues. Jim's
right
got a thing for fine linens.
Don't say it like that. Anyway, Pat, I like to entertain. I do. And I'm going to learn something here, but I think so far I've checked all the boxes. I'm pretty safe about what I do, and I don't use disposable stuff. But what's the number one thing that you see in restaurants that we as consumers could look for that you could help them with? Is it what Johnny said about the carrying the glass or the silverware?
That's huge, and I've seen it here locally, and I spoke with the managers about it because it's not done intentionally.
Right.
You know, that's just common instinct or to meet demand. Hey, we have a full house. Come on, get out there. That's why it's so important to have someone that don't care about that, like me. You know, you're from a food perspective and, generating business, getting them in, getting them out, you still have to have someone protect you from yourself.
Do you go undercover ever? Yeah, just go to a place and...
I have. And also there's a service that we have I hadn't rolled out. It's called the Discreet Dining and Service Critique.
I want to do this.
I would like to do that.
How about the three of us go?
Absolutely.
They're, I don't know if that would be. In Green Bay, that sometimes, I don't know if that would work.
I think we would blend right in. Hey, there's Mino the mayor and a guy that looks like he played college basketball for UCLA all hanging out together. I think this seems right.
What's odd about that?
Nothing.
I don't. Okay. Well, I'm in. I'll go. But
I think this is important because I am a little ooky about stuff, about people touching my food or whatever. I just am. But of these things, you're showing
so he likes to take it right from the spam can, right to his
Yes, I do. Yes, and nobody else touches it. But what are some of the things that you see sometimes, and you said that make you cringe, and even like with drinks, like if they bring you a bottle of beer sometimes, they'll have their fingers on the top, and I'm supposed to put my mouth on that now where your fingers just were. Those things kind of make me cringe.
And, you know, and people that experience that, they don't want to embarrass the person.
Exactly.
But you have to look at it from a health perspective.
I've taken a napkin and wiped it off at times. I've done that, but
yeah, I think you have all this list of challenges that they face. You know, consumers need to speak up too. You know, and it'd be super respectful about it. But maybe they haven't had you in their business. Maybe they don't know. You know, because like you said, especially when they get busy, I think people, you know, not that they would forget about safety. That's the number one thing. But I think when you get busy, it's like, you know. Yeah, I think it's okay. I know you do this for restaurants, but I think for consumers as well.
Exactly. And you know, not to target anyone in particular, I'm just going to say this. I was at a fast food restaurant and
I just read something you wrote here and I don't mean to interrupt, but I just have to read one of the questions. He does a quiz for people for the restaurant, okay?
Get that. Oh, here.
How is this? How food becomes unsafe? Number one, leftover chili is cooled on the counter.
No way. That is totally what mine. That's you just talking about that at break when you came in. That's
unbelievable.
Funny. Oh, that would be number one.
That's funny.
All right. Okay.
Well, is that true though or not?
If leftover chili is cool.
How it becomes unsafe? Leftover chili cooled on the counter.
Well. That would be time temperature abuse.
Right. Well, mine would be a couple of days. I'll be honest.
Oh, well, we're way past that. Okay. We're talking about a 6-hour window.
I got you. Okay. But how funny is it? That's his first question. I'm sorry. Go ahead. I didn't mean to interrupt.
No, what was I saying?
Well, even a thing here. A food handler prepping a salad stops to scratch an itch on her arm and then returns to making the salad. Is that a possibility of causing a problem?
Yes, that would be classified as poor personal hygiene.
Yeah.
Stick around? This is interesting stuff.
I'll talk about the gloves thing because I have a couple questions on sanitation for the employees, not consumers.
Well, yeah, I got to talk to you about something too because I went to a deli and I watched the guy make my sandwich and he was bare hand. I said, I'm sorry, I don't want that sandwich.
That's a good question. The guy's going to say, I washed my hands.
He said, I washed them in between each one, which is more hygienic than using the rubber gloves.
And that's when you hit them with, well, if it doesn't require further cooking, you need to put some gloves on.
Excellent. Back up this. Welcome back. Mino and the Mayor here on a Wednesday morning. This is really interesting stuff. We could go on that. Pat Haney, September is Food Safety Month. You are an expert on that. Jim, you had a couple of good questions.
Well, you look at restaurants, you help a restaurant, you'll certify them. But even those of us at homeless shelters, we serve a ton of meals, like 90,000 every day. And you certify the people who hand out the food, the volunteers or the staff? I mean, how can you help us to make sure that we don't get in any trouble? Although we are certified. But
Well, you know, the food protection manager certification is good for the manager and the establishment, but the manager is supposed to take what they learned in the class and pass that down to the staff. But in that capacity, it would be the same thing. Right. What I would suggest is creating almost an orientation. It don't have to be a real orientation, but this is how we do things.
Right.
So now it's not offensive or pointing or, you know, someone feel, you know, slighted or pointed out. No, this is how we do it.
But we have everyone wear gloves. And John was talking about, and I like the deli he was talking about, man.
He's been there.
I've been there.
But I see the kid making him with his bare hands. It's like, huh. You know what I mean? It's
just... And you're saying that would be okay if he washed his hands and was going to then the sandwich.
Right. So if the meal requires further cooking, you can use bare hand contact. However, they have to be clean hands.
Right. Sure.
You have to do the process. You can't just...
And do you really believe, you know, I mean, just wear the gloves.
Right. And see, again, that's when it comes down to you have to protect your organization. You know, if you're doing it at the house and having some buddies over.
Yeah.
But, you know, when you're preparing food for public consumption, you got to cross your...
Do you do these, and I don't know what the fee is for that, but all these football games that are coming up, and they serve some, I think, pretty good food at those places. Do you certify, help the Notre Dame or an East High School with their food service? And I'm not talking about the kitchen. I know you do the schools.
Concessions?
Yeah, I'm talking about concessions.
No, but someone brought that up last week. So actually, I was going to give you a call because you and I spoke, I believe it was back in March, where we just touched on that, but we hadn't.
I think that I don't want the school to get in trouble, you know, for food safety or these pathogens that can come through there. So maybe and they always have somebody like in charge of the booster club. You meet with him or her and say, look, this is what we should be doing here. And gloves aren't that expensive.
Right.
You can get like $500 for $10.
Right.
Or something.
Those are 100 pack. Those are pennies.
Yeah, like, exactly.
You know,
got a text here. What is the most important thing for the average person to know about food safety in the home?
The most important thing in the home and outside the home would be hand washing, because that is the easiest way and the most effective way to prevent a foodborne illness. And it doesn't cost anything.
Is it better to use the sanitizer or regular?
You know, I shy away from sanitizers because it gives a false sense. You know, some people will bypass the hand washing process and go right to sanitizer. Think, oh, I'm good. I sanitize my hands. But what they don't know, sanitizer is only to bring microorganisms down to safe levels, provided you effectively wash your hands. So it's never going to kill 100%. It just brings it to safe levels.
So you encourage everybody to wash. And there's sinks all over, but you got to wash your hands. I mean, that's
soap and water. Regular soap and water.
Soap and water.
Wow. Okay, one other thing that I sometimes wonder about. Like, I'll make like 6 hard-boiled eggs. And then I'll eat like 2 of them, and then the next day I'll eat another one, and then that third or fourth day there's like that one left. Still good?
Sure, if it's refrigerated.
Okay, all right.
Did you hear that? What? Refrigerator.
See, yeah, that's the part he's leaving out.
I know.
What is, you know, some
a working refrigerator.
I saw another thing that you had on here. Now, I've heard about that one before. Chicken, raw chicken. If you have that on a cutting board, do not use that cutting board again for the rest of the day or something, right? Something along those lines?
Exactly. And that's how you fall into cross-contamination.
Okay.
So, for instance, if you are preparing chicken and then you go to a lettuce or salad, and rule of thumb is to use a cut board, have a designated cutting board, mm-hmm. like a yellow for poultry, mm-hmm. You know, green for produce,
okay.
Red for meats.
Just so you don't cross-contaminate. Okay, another thing, though, like I'm not huge on cleaning my grill sometimes, my barbecue. Because I always feel like the heat will kill anything that's on there.
Well, but I would be agree. But if you turn it up and then you scrape it off, that's is there anything more than that?
No. You know what? I will brush mine with olive oil after I burn everything off, just so the new
Doesn't stick. Doesn't stick.
Yeah. Ah, I never knew that.
And then when it comes to cooking, like 165 degrees chicken. Do you recommend a certain thermometer? Because I got those ones now that just beep, which are awesome. You know, you don't have to look anymore. You stick the needle in there. Beep. I guess I got one of those.
I bet
you're excited.
Those are.
I can see me like really excited about that.
It's like, what do you want to eat?
Milton, wait till you see what daddy brought home.
Yeah, the only difference.
I like the. I don't.
That particular one is very accurate and you don't have to calibrate it. The older one, the bimetallic stem, you have to calibrate it. And there's two methods, the ice water method, which. You put it in an ice slurry, and once it gets cold, you set the nut to 0, and vice versa, you get the temp up.
That's too much.
Sounds a little complicated.
It does.
So what you're saying?
Beef, fish, you just beep. Yeah.
Yes.
I got to ask something though. That I just thought of when you were talking about the even tailgate parties and stuff like that. Something that kind of disgusts me that I can't believe people eat. The cannibal hamburgers.
I've never heard of that.
Oh, tell me what a cannibal hamburger is.
We'll just.
Or what is the hamburger?
The ground
it's round. It's ground. It's hamburger that's completely raw.
Oh, and just eat it like I've seen round. Like balls and stuff.
You just put that on a piece of rye bread with onion and salt and pepper. That's
so
a delicacy.
Is that what they call a pate?
Nope. pate? No. It's not.
I've never seen it anywhere other than Northeast Wisconsin.
And it's big. It's big in Northeast Wisconsin. Ground round, and it's a delicacy, and it's not cheap meat. It's you take like a piece of, you get it ground up, go to the butcher and say grind this up for me, and then it becomes.
But it's
also
raw,
a nice
super.
Cut.
He's asking. That's your parents don't eat raw food. That is not even cooked with a match. Are you okay with that?
I'm okay with it as long as you give a disclaimer.
Oh,
you know.
Let the buyer beware.
Well, yeah. No, you let them know that if it's not cooked to the minimum internal temperature, you run a risk of foodborne illness.
That there is, it is. See, that's right there. A delicacy right there.
Rye bread. Todd, have you ever eaten
You know
that?
What? I think
it's the best.
What's that?
I seen someone eating something similar with that stinky cheese.
Munster?
I think that's what it is.
Or Limburger.
Limburger.
Oh, okay. That's good cheese.
But it was something similar like that with the onions.
My dad used to eat all this stuff. This Limburger cheese and this? Germans.
My parents were all over this.
Right?
Really?
Little salt, little pepper.
Absolutely. That's all
you need.
Is it
a German thing?
I don't know if it's German or not.
I'm just saying my dad ate this a lot. He's German. He liked food.
And no one ever got sick?
No.
Wow.
Well, if you build up a resistance.
Yeah, I guess.
Over the years.
We had, start them young.
We had more of that than we did cereal.
No kidding. Not at all. I mean, did you guys have that for a meal or like
no, it's
a special?
It's an appetizer.
Oh, like an appetizer. Wow.
I, on a special occasion. That's okay. Not cheap, John. That's like ground steak.
I know, but I'm just saying, just the thought of it being raw does something to me.
Oh, my God.
Really?
I'm going to find a picture. I got together with my brothers and I made that. I'm going to show you. But anyway, so, all right. I want to give yourself a plug. I think it's really important that people reach out to you, be it a concession stand, restaurant.
Yeah, feel free. You could give me a call at 920-393-3155, or you could reach me on our website at the6ps.com. That's T-H-E, the number 6, the letter P-S.com.
Beautiful. It's always fun having you in.
Yeah, this
and
is
I
great.
Love being here. I have something for you guys.
You do?
Yeah.
Ground round?
No, in the spirit of Chef Appreciation Week.
Yeah.
All right.
Tell us quick.
I got both of you guys chef jackets.
Download the Civic Media app today from the Apple Store or Google Play Store and text the studio directly, all from the Civic Media app. Download it today. Now, once again, here's Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Mino and the Mayor here on a Wednesday morning. 9/11, of course, a terrible time, terrible thing to remember 23 years ago. It's almost too bad because this is such a great time of the year, isn't it? Even though it's going to be like 90, this is just such a great time of the year.
Yep. But, you know, it's one of those, I don't know, people say never forget. I don't know how the hell you could ever forget that.
No.
But, you know what I mean? But
yes.
Still, it's a reminder and, you know, take a little time out, you know, thank the first responders. And
absolutely.
People are still hurting over that.
Okay, I ask you one more. Pizza. Leftover pizza. Hold on.
It depends.
All right.
We're here with what's on the pizza?
Right?
It's not everything raw meat.
Right.
It's pork and
I got to ask you, I don't know where you just got those sandwiches you brought in, because that's the best bread. Where did you get that from?
Walmart.
Wow. Did you really?
Yeah.
It's delicious. See, Jim gives me a hard time because I buy canned meat from the Dollar Tree.
I do.
I bought some canned chicken the other day that was really good.
And as, you know,
I don't think the canned chicken at the dollar store or a canned chicken at like the best grocery store it's the same.
No different. Exactly. Right? Thank you.
That's what people who shop at the dollar store want to think.
No, it was really good. You know, I made my own soup last night.
Oh, that's good. That's good
I bought seafood broth.
Where?
And like a regular store. Like, no, I mean like a
okay,
festival.
All right, cool. Okay, good.
Bought that. And then I bought a can of half and half. Mm-hmm. Then I bought a big thing of mushrooms, raw mushrooms, okay? Then I had bought a big thing of shrimp, but I ate them all during the Packer game. So I just said, and I mixed those all. It was really good.
Yeah. That really sounds good. All right.
All right, thank you.
The cream wasn't the best thing, but I'm
that's
the last
not
guy
bad
to talk.
No, cream is not bad for you.
Because no carbs.
There's no carbs.
Yeah, that's right.
There's no carbs. So cream is not bad for you.
Okay.
But that can go bad quick, too.
You know what? Here's a nice little segue into our food safety topic.
Yes.
When you were just taking a bite of that sandwich, I didn't check and see if you had any seafood allergies. So that's important to make sure who you're serving.
Yeah, I do. My eyes swell up and my throat closes. Is that a problem?
All right, good.
I normally wash it down with vodka, though, so I think that makes it okay. Yeah.
That is a very common thing to ask because, like I said, you know, we like
that or nuts.
We always ask people, are there any allergies? Because, oh, God, I said, I'd rather have dinner at my house because service sometimes isn't as great as I'd like it to be. And I like to cook anyway. I'm like, and people are really honest about it. They don't feel offended, but they'll say, yeah. And mushrooms is a big thing.
Really?
Yeah.
Peanuts is huge.
Too. Yeah. Peanuts is huge. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, remember on the planes when automatically they give you a bag of peanuts, and you never know if the person next to you has, you know, whatever kind of an allergy. Okay. Jim always scoffs at stuff like that. Jim is like,
I think we overreact a lot. But
I don't believe that.
This food allergy, though, this is serious stuff. But I will tell you that I think it's really respectful to ask if they have food allergies if you're entertaining.
Exactly.
You know, and people, yeah, some people don't like fish. Because then they get there and you got these mushrooms, like, oh, I can't eat that. And it's like, oh, man, when I worked all day on this, you know, so tell me before. Anyway.
And see, we also have to be cognizant of there's different levels, you know, because, of course, the worst is anaphylactic shock. And, you know, that could be fatal. So, you know, some people's, what word am I using?
Their immune system, or what are they looking
yeah.
at?
Yeah, well, they're how they take their onset times, because everyone has different onset times for, you know, particular foodborne illnesses. And some people aren't affected at all, and they'll just carry it and spread it.
Hey, Pat, when you do get a foodborne illness, let's say you go out to eat and you get, what's the time frame when you, between eating something and really feeling sick by it? It's not right away all the time, is it?
No, and that's what I was just saying. That's what they call the onset time. It's different depending on the type of illness, like salmonella typhi, non-typhoidal salmonella, shigatoxin producing Escherichia coli.
Ooh, what did you say?
I don't know.
But it sounds dangerous.
That's E. coli.
I'm not going to have any of that.
That's E. coli, and that's the risk.
Oh, that's E. coli.
Yes,
okay.
And that's the risk you run with the raw patties, perhaps.
Yeah.
So that's the disclaimer you want
to
give people.
That could happen.
Now, you
to
can
you.
Dive in there and eat that, yeah, but go you ahead, want Jim. To give a disclaimer.
I would eat that every day if I were you. As much as possible. Can we introduce that person, Todd?
We can do
right,
that.
Right there with you?
Well, I can bring her in the studio.
Oh, okay.
All right. We got a very special guest. Excellent.
Yes. We have a new member to our family. Here we go. Todd, would you like to make the announcement? Todd says, just hang on.
Do you want this, okay. Todd?
Hang on.
Oh, he's getting his mic. All right. And we are a family.
Dysfunctional family.
Very dysfunctional.
That's the best guy.
As she rolls her eyes, we, yes.
So I don't have your mic on quite yet because we only have so many mics in this studio. I want to say we're very, very happy and excited to have a new member of the team here at WGBW and WISS. Somebody that spent some time on the air with Mino one morning. Mm-hmm. We're like, she's so cool. Let's keep her around. Mm-hmm.
And she's like, Mino's so cool, I want to hang around.
I don't think she said that.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure she didn't say that.
Okay. Misread.
Why don't you go ahead and introduce her? Go ahead.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, we have a young lady that has filled in several times. She is well known throughout the entire area with her work with the, even though she doesn't do it anymore, with the Timber Rattlers, Wisconsin Timber Rattlers. Her husband, of course, a great friend of ours, Rob, that runs the organization. In fact, he has license plates that say, what is this license plate say? T-Rats Rock or something like that.
T-Rats.
Oh,
he should do that, yeah, so it's less memorable.
So all right.
Right.
We'd like to welcome Nikki Zerjov to our family.
Yay!
Welcome, Nikki.
Yeah, thank
Nikki.
You.
I'm good to have you here.
Stoked to be here.
That's great. And what are you all going to be doing here?
I'm going to be in charge of you. I'm going to be the boss.
Great, great.
Yep. Mm-hmm. I'll sell it, you'll say it, and that's rinse and repeat.
That is fair.
We've never had anybody in radio like that. I sell it, you say it. Right, Todd?
Nobody that you
that
like.
That happened all the time.
No.
It's great to have you here, though.
Thank you.
And it's fun because you bring that great personality. You bring all your contacts to the area to us. And was it more fun, you think, being here and hanging out with us than it was with Otis, Katie, and Nick?
Oh,
be
good,
honest.
Good.
Be honest.
Yeah, sure.
100%. 100% more fun
I think
with us?
I have contracted some foodborne illness, and I'm going into anaphylactic shock right now.
Okay.
So
all right.
Unable
she's a good
to answer
yes,
that.
She is.
So, not food born illness related, but maybe some manners. I see the coasters actually are.
I was going to say something.
You
are.
Oh, you got to see these.
Yeah.
Check this out.
Well, good Pat, thing you guys leather? Don't use
we don't
them.
We don't want to get them.
We don't want to get them dirty. Nice.
Aren't those cool? Mino and the Mayor coasters.
We talked about it.
Why
Nikki?
Are you using a coaster, Pat?
Well, because.
Remember, what did I tell
because
you as soon as you walked
gifted.
In?
He wasn't.
Wow.
Given one these. Like a proper host.
Yeah.
Next time I'll just make sure I bring one.
Oh, no, you got to use these.
No,
you got to use these.
This is the host. This is the duty of the host.
Aren't those awesome?
These are nice.
I mean,
like rawhide, buckhide.
I appreciate you preserving the integrity of the coaster.
Laminate.
But no, right. Yes.
Yeah, I just didn't want to get them
they're
dirty.
Very visible on our desks. You know, Todd doesn't like stuff on the desks, but he allows
Schwabba
us to keep these
hides them, though. He doesn't want his people seeing them because he doesn't have any.
Well.
And Todd's got his WGBW one. No, this is
Schwabba
cool.
just needs to hold on a minute. Right. Just pump the brakes there, Pete.
You got to go on here. Have you been on his show?
I haven't yet.
Oh.
I don't even stay up that late. Come on, guys.
No, it's on earlier now. Hey, Todd, it's 6 to 8 now? Six
I need
to
a
eight.
Lot of beauty rest.
Yes. You.
A lot.
A lot.
Really, Johnny? No. Really?
Oh, wow.
Really?
She's going to be tough.
Yeah.
She's going to be tough.
Great we working with you.
We got a bag of quarters for you.
Thank you.
So you don't get
onboarding
tickets.
With a roll of quarters.
Yeah, we're big time.
Nice.
Yes. How are you doing with your parking meter, Pat?
Todd took care of it.
Oh, Todd took care of it.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you, Todd. Appreciate you doing
yes,
that.
Yes, thanks, Doc.
So, Nikki, what are you expecting about hanging out with us? Except fun
drinks,
things.
Drinks at noon.
Okay.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Well, got to start someplace.
Well, and getting there late. Yeah, I jump in with both feet to this, whiskey and mini candy bar diet, perhaps.
You told me I wasn't allowed to mention that anymore.
No, I'm on board.
Oh, I thought you didn't like.
Oh, my gosh. I've
so
been training
I read,
for
Pat,
this.
This is, okay, you're a nutritionist. So
I wouldn't say that.
I read a story on this guy. He was a professor at the University of Kansas, and he lost like 90 pounds. By eating, I think it was Twinkies and Big Macs. But that's all he ate. And it wasn't that bad calorie-wise when you know, you really think about it.
Yeah,
and he lost
it is bad.
No.
Some just don't
like
sound
230.
Right.
Those are like 2...
No.
It's deadly. It's
No, it's not. This was medically... So I tried for a month to eat nothing, but there's a bunch of stuff left over from after Halloween. Little candy bars and vodka. Okay, that was my main thing. And it's the greatest diet I've ever been on in my life.
Most successful, too.
Most successful diet I've ever been on. I only gained four pounds.
Oh.
Normally, when I do diets, it turns out bad. I got fired twice by two of those different, those things we always used to have in radio, Todd.
All those
remember?
Weight loss things?
Yeah, because they used to, yeah. Twice I got fired, yeah.
Ouch.
Twice.
Okay, well,
John
that takes
Mino
care
is no
of
longer the spokesperson.
A prospect list for me.
Hey, two of the things that I got fired from, that... And my personal trainer out at the Croc Center.
Geez, no correlation
they cash
there.
That check. Right. As soon as they see you walk through the door, they're like, cash this check immediately.
No, I get it free
Do
now.
Not wait.
No, I get it free, right, Jim?
Well,
you do have to show up.
Well, I am.
As a senior citizen, or you're on Medicare. So they give you a number,
thing.
And you can use it at one health club place. But I do think she's right. I think you have to use it.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Activation is right. Key.
So I think because every time I go into Western, I don't know if it's twice or three times a week, but they beep that
they
and
sweep,
they check
yep,
it. They
sweep swipe
that.
Right. Yep.
So. You work out, Pat?
I try.
Yeah. Where are you? 6'3"?
6'2".
All right.
It depends on what type of shoes I'm wearing.
I understand. Yeah. I understand. Mm-hmm. See, that makes it so much easier when I got like your husband's tall. That makes it a lot easier,
right?
To, you know, to not
you and
put
I, we're bargaining at the doctor's office. Like, give me that extra half inch because right. that BMI it impacts the
oh,
BMI.
Oh, don't even get us started on that.
Mm. Yeah.
How tall do we got to be?
I know, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
You know, that last time I had one of those, it said that I was obese.
Yeah.
I'm like,
okay, mm-hmm. mine. I just went to the doctor's. I can't even bring it. It's probably in my car. I could bring this in the doctor's report, and it said dangerously obese. Do I look dangerously obese? It said dangerously high BMI.
You know what? I think mine said it was something like that.
Yeah. Because
morbidly obese. Yeah.
Morbidly.
That's what, I'm sorry. That's
yeah,
what
I don't
it said.
Think you need to be a doctor.
And I'm like, no, I don't
think
like, that's right.
You know, enjoy every day. It's like,
I got a little pouch. But...
I know, but what about these people that are really big? What are they considered?
Yeah,
we're all in the same category.
Right. Isn't that
speaking
crazy?
Of family. Yeah.
Except for Todd.
They're on the clock.
He's
Todd, except for Todd. But this is fun, Nikki. It's going to be great having you here.
Yeah.
Really looking forward to it. And you're going to bring a lot to the party. And we just try to have a good time.
Yeah. I just need you to behave yourself. And
okay.
Okay.
Gee, I've never been told that at a workplace before.
Well, you welcome. Keep the riffraff to a minimum. So,
yeah. But you're going to do a lot of things here, but one of them is going to be outside sales.
Yeah.
So if people are interested, they can
They
can contact you and you can put together different programs.
Here's why I'm here. Here's why I chose Civic Media is because of the commitment to the community that this station, this property has. And we're blessed to have the mayor and Mino, you've obviously been an area staple. People that see the value in our area, who we are, what we do, why wouldn't we want to be celebrated?
And people, they appreciate it because the we've lost a lot of this. Now, you've been in the industry. John's been in it, you know, since radio came on. But
I'm not nearly as long as John.
What I'm saying is that we've lost some of the local, and there's so much good local information here. I mean, just even today, talking about this guy doesn't help you certify food. Mm-hmm. People may not know that, you know, and then we've had just the 41 construction project to just things that are going on at the Red Cross and events that are going on.
Right,
and people appreciate that with maybe a little bit of humor. And we can deliver that here. And Civic Media, God bless them for, I mean, when they called, I'm like, I'm all in on this because I love local.
Tremendous. Absolutely. So, it's who we are. It's what we do.
Right.
So that's the fun part. We've all worked at stations that are a little bit more corporate and whatever. One of the cool things you're going to find here is they let you do your thing.
Yeah.
They let you.
I mean, obviously. You on the mic. FCC, do they know that you guys? Yeah. Oh, okay. Yep.
We met our owner. We met our owner once. And
Don't worry about it. We're good. Don't worry about that at all. And we're going to get you on the air here, too. Whenever you can pop in and do whatever and add a little spice.
Well, sure.
Spice to the show?
Yes. Yeah.
You want to give your Timber Rattlers a plug or anything like that?
Oh my gosh! Playoff win last night, so they're already up 1-0. Hosting a game tomorrow night at the ballpark, 6:40. Nice. Get your tickets, timberrattlers.com.
And what's your contact? Well, how do we get in touch with you?
Yeah, because we got to talk more about for advertisers
exactly,
that want
to
talk
to you.
Right. Well, I have to wait.
All right, Pat, we got to chase you out of here.
She's
giving the Nikki
email,
show
yeah.
coming up.
All right.
Pat, thank you very much.
Thanks, man.
Great stuff.
Always great coming in and seeing you guys.
Love having you here. Quick break. Back after this. Hey, welcome back. Mono and the Mayor here, 97.9 FM WGBW, 98.3 FM WISS, and of course the Civic Media app. We're talking with our brand new team member, Nikki. Do you still go by the term Promo Nikki?
Nikki.
Did Katie give you that?
Formerly known as. That? No, somebody. That was my moniker at the ballpark.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Promo Nikki, because you had so many promotions.
A lifetime ago.
Yes,
yeah,
it was.
Yeah, that was my radio handle on the walkie-talkie. Yeah.
I like that.
Did you ever have a CB handle or anything?
Yeah.
Yeah?
When I first moved to Arizona, I had a CB.
Dare I ask what it was? Is it for the listeners' ears?
I don't remember what it was, but we hooked it up in my 1970 Chevy Impala, and we had the little antenna going through the ceiling, and we had the two-way, and I remember going through like Oklahoma and Kansas and places like that.
I'm sure you took it off some song. Right,
probably. Yeah, I do not remember.
It probably wasn't Johnny Be Good or anything
But you know what was weird is I had no idea of this, but it was a lot of prostitution.
Well, the world's oldest profession. Why not?
They were advertising from like truck stops.
Yeah,
lot lizards.
Yes,
there's another term. Oh, shoot. I just learned about some.
But everybody could hear.
Oh.
So they had codes over the CB for prostitution?
Yeah. Yeah.
I suppose because you.
I believe that. That's a communication vehicle.
So you put out on a CB, whatever, do you have your ears on? But that is like an all call.
Yes. Anybody can answer and anybody can hear your conversation.
Oh, but then were there different channels? I'm not old enough.
That it was code. Like people, it was.
Right. So then let's go to the bake store or something like that.
To me,
they knew if you were trying to hook up.
Mm-hmm. Well, this show has taken a turn.
Welcome to the show.
From prostitution to your new family.
How did we get on CBs? And yeah. But you're right. Lot lizards was the big thing back then. Did you ever CB?
No.
You didn't?
I don't.
I would have thought in your cool car you would have had a CB.
No.
Because they were cool. The cool guys had a CB back then.
Walkie-talkies and the bag cell phone. Did you have a bag phone?
Yeah, I had a bag phone.
I did. I was like, really, and it was one of the first, and with the antenna on the.
Yep.
That was cool.
Humongous.
They were.
How'd you charge that? They're like super expensive, though, weren't they?
Was that just in the cigarette lighter?
Yeah, they were expensive too.
Yeah.
And then it's crazy, and then the flip phone, that was expensive, and now it's just crazy how that, you know.
But everything's expensive now.
Well, it's much, actually, that's one of the things that came down in price significantly is cell phones. You know, when you
I'm in the market.
That and TVs.
That big screen TVs.
My God, big screen TVs you can get for $200. Right. Now, they used to be $5,000.
Yeah.
Right.
But, you know, you're going.
Because they're built, because you don't fix them anymore. You just replace them.
Yeah, that's right.
I went to the out at UWGB, what was it called? It wasn't an appliance, but you could drop off your.
Oh, the recycling.
Yeah. Milton and I went out there. And we were in line. I couldn't believe semis full of big screen TVs.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Semis, Johnny. Yeah. I mean, 40 feet tall.
In our basement that I mark on the calendar every recycling event that
to get
I
rid of
see.
It?
Yeah.
But we need like four people to.
Carrie, I know. I've got one in my garage with the exact same problem.
Oh. But it's cool because the students, it's a fundraiser for the university.
What's like $30, isn't it, to get rid of something like that now?
Sometimes.
I think
unless
it is.
They have some of those fundraisers, they waive the recycling
and
fee.
The kids, they come to your car, they take out the computers. They do it all for you. You don't have to get out of your car. Mm-hmm. So anyway, that is a good thing. I hope it's recycled because, boy, you don't want to landfill with that stuff.
No, absolutely not. And it hurts my head when I start to think about all the stuff that we throw away.
And there's just so many because it was so cheap. I mean, it was like $3,000 and now they're, like you said, you know, $300.
I mean, putting one on Marketplace, nobody will buy it.
Right.
No, they just sit.
Yeah. So anyway,
and there are a lot of those in real estate too, where people are like, you know,
you might have to leave.
We just leave that in the garage or the basement or whatever. So Nikki Z is with us. So tell us everything else you're going to be doing for us, Nikki.
I got to keep you guys in check, pretty much.
Right.
They have buried the lead on. I'm actually just your glorified handler.
They buried that?
Yeah.
Okay.
They're like, okay, if you could just go talk to some people every once in a while, but if you could keep Mino in check.
And the mayor.
Yeah.
No,
they didn't say that.
Very low risk with the mayor.
Okay.
Very low risk.
All right.
Unless there is a heated discussion.
Yes.
About fine linens.
Yes.
That's when we just need to control
and you said,
the
you
blood
said,
pressure.
Or
parking.
Parking. Part of your thing was you said you had some criteria, though, that I had to not talk about for you to come work for us. No. One was my rash or something. That one. Nope.
I just won a bet. I think I placed a bet off air.
Okay.
If you would mix in any level of ailment of chafing
discomfort. Was the word. You didn't want any of that.
Then what?
No.
Yeah.
No,
what?
I want to actually, she was gonna if win anybody's the bet got if I... contacts
oh. yeah.
for Body Glide or...
Hands down.
I got some! Mark Houston brought me some at the football game Friday
Did
night.
Did he?
I
oh,
got it.
Shocking.
I haven't used it yet, but he actually brought me some.
He hasn't. Oh.
No, he brought it to me at the football game.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't used it yet. Mm. I'm going to try that.
But are you chafing on a regular basis?
What? I'm not going to mention that anymore.
Well, you've got to do something to chafe.
I don't walk. By the way, Bellin Vandervest was here, Nate, the other
that
day.
That guy's awesome.
He sent me a complete schedule to work out so that I would be able to do the 17-mile ruck march in November.
Yeah. And he can do that.
This March. Or this
November.
This November.
Yeah.
November.
Yeah.
So that's 60 pounds?
2024?
What is it?
Huh?
How much weight are you guys on your back?
Whatever you want.
Oh, I thought that was a. I thought they gave
there's
you
a training
to
program
you.
To build you up to it.
Yeah, the real thing is like 60 pounds.
That's what
I'm not going to do 60.
Okay. Anyway, Nate Vandervest is works at Bellin, and he's works at some GB tour, just Bellin. But maybe he does GB.
Isn't he a cross country coach?
Yeah, cross country coach. But he will put together a customized program.
And
for
he
you.
Did
he's
that
done that for
me
years ago when.
How'd that work out?
Ran half marathon.
Okay. I'll give you that.
And it was because of Nate.
Yeah,
and my daughter. And my daughter. I don't give her a lot of credit. But
didn't chafe.
No,
reported.
No. They and it's not just
you know
your
why
legs,
that happens
your...
to me sometimes. So I'll just wear regular like denim shorts. And you shouldn't do that.
No. You got to get the right clothes.
You got to wear the right clothes. Important.
Anyway. You are a treasure.
You are.
What a vision.
All right, without being, you know, you got to be careful now in these day and age, but you stay in great shape. What do you do? We talked about health clubs and.
Oh, no, I am currently dieting. This is an off-air conversation.
Okay, I was just asking.
The unhealthiest conversation ever.
All right.
Wow.
What a note to go out on.
Hey. Welcome to the team. She's going to fit right in.
That's my right. BMI qualified me to work here.
Nikki Z, thank you so much for being here. We cannot wait for you to get your feet wet and jump in and do anything you want to do here.
Sounds good.
All right. We got to say, we got to go. We're out of time. I'll see you tonight at the Respect for Law Enforcement banquet at the Riverside Ballroom.
And before that, meeting the
coach. You're meeting with the coach. Coach
Gottlieb. It's going to be a fun day today.
We're going to get him on the air then.
Yeah, we will.
All right. We're out of time. Thanks, everybody. See ya.